From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has ordered deployment of National Guard troops to help the Border Patrol control the U.S.-Mexico border, even as Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warned of an uptick in illegal border crossings.
We've recently seen the numbers of illegal border crossings rise from 40-year lows last April back to previous levels.
Mr. Trump criticized what he called weak U.S. immigration laws in allowing authorities to arrest but then release illegal immigrants, and lax border security for ordering the troop deployment.
We will not allow illegal immigration levels to become the norm. More than 1,000 people a day, 300,000 a year, violating our sovereignty as a nation will never be acceptable to this president.
Nielsen outlined potential troop mission objectives.
The Department of Defense, as you know, has long supported the efforts of DHS to protect our nation's borders. This includes ongoing counter-narcotic missions, infrastructure construction, persistent surveillance operations training, and aerial support throughout the Western Hemisphere.
In a tweet Wednesday, Mr. Trump called on Congress to change current U.S. immigration law to better protect the southern border. Tuesday, the president expressed alarm over a caravan of hundreds of would-be Central American asylum seekers making its way to the U.S. In Sierra Leone, opposition candidate Julius Maada Bio appears to have won a narrow victory in a runoff with the ruling party's candidate to succeed President Ernest Bai Koroma.
Bio, Julius Maada, Sierra Leone People's Party, received 1,319,406, representing 51.81 valid votes cast.
Infa Ali Kanta, chairman of the National Electoral Commission, Bio defeated the ruling All People's Congress candidate Samora Kamara, who polled 48%. This is VOA.